Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no holds barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, here we go, guys. The left keeps telling us this isn't really happening. Men are not really coming over into women's sports and identifying as women to dominate the women. That's what they keep saying, but yet the evidence keeps saying the other way. Folks, if you have been following us here on this channel for the past 2 years, we've probably done 100, I'm just taking a guess, of these transgender videos. Here we are again. I believe I just shot one last week. We're back again, guys, but this one here is really disturbing here because I believe this is San Jose State. Yes, that's who it is. San Jose State. Volleyball. They have a transgender player. But unlike the other cases, the university apparently hid the identity of this person, hid their biological sex from his teammates and the opponents. Guess how long this has actually been going on, guys? It's been going on since 2022. 2 years ago. San Jose State kept it quiet. But the opponents that were actually competing against San Jose State, they were speculating, something's off here. Something is off. Also, something is physically off as well. Oh, we're going to get to that, guys. We're going to get to that. Now, I don't know how the teammates of this trans volleyball player didn't know the truth. I don't know how that's possible. You're around this person all the time. And guys, you can really tell some of the physical differences. You can just tell. Because when it comes to male features, they're still out there, even if you quote unquote transition. Yeah, this is pretty disturbing, guys, because an opponent actually got injured. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go, guys. Look at this. Trans player joins San Jose State women's volleyball team. Where have we heard this from before? I remember the girl last year. Got a ball spiked in her head, got severely injured. I don't remember what school that was at. Hopefully that young lady actually recovered. But anyway, it says here, San Jose State University has very quietly added a transgender player to his women's volleyball team without alerting opposing teams or the new player's teammates that he was born a male, according to a report. The school added Blair Fleming, who was born Braden, is now the only transgender player in the Division I Mountain West Conference, according to Redux. It appears that parents of opposing players have been suspicious of Fleming since 2022. Yeah, they kind of knew. Check this out. Quote, I first watched my daughter play Blair via live stream. And then in person for a second match, the mother said. My daughter mentioned to me before the second match that there were rumors about Blair being a male. The woman added that it seemed pretty clear the way Fleming was playing that he was not born a female. I mean, the parents can tell, guys. Quote, he jumped higher and hit harder than any woman on the court. There was no other female athlete on the court that day that could compare with Blair's athleticism. He also had very narrow hips. I took notice of how he was dressed, with a longer shirt in the front as well. You know why? Trying to hide the man parts. Now, this is a picture right here of this male right here, identifying as female. But there's also a video clip here too, guys. We'll get to it. The worried parent also said that her daughter ended up being injured by Fleming. Wow. Whose more powerful hits were something she had not encountered before. Quote, he was basically unstoppable at times. He was jumping so high that I was concerned our blockers could not defend against such a fast moving hit, said the parent, who wishes to remain anonymous for fear that her daughter will face retaliation. You know what? When it comes to this stuff, man, these people need to start identifying themselves, because if not, they're just going to be cowards, man. And when you do that, guess what? Nothing changes. You got to put your name out there. The mother also noted that her daughter's stats uncharacteristically fell for the game against San Jose. Now, look at this here. This is a video montage here. I believe this is from 2022. Looking at this, I can already tell that basically looks like a male with a wig on. But it gets worse here. Now, I believe about where is it at? There's another picture here of the male. Yeah, right here with two other actual females. I want you guys to look pretty close right here. I want you to look around the shorts area here. Now, the two females on the left and the right. Look at the way their proportions are. The male is right here. Yeah, there's some bulge action going on right there, folks. Bulge action going on right there. I can tell that is a male. No wonder this person was actually probably wearing a longer shirt. Yeah. Anyway, quote, coincidentally, those two games, my daughter's stats were not as good as most other games. Her stats were dramatically different because she was trying to compete against a male who my daughter said would stare her down after plays and was extremely arrogant. Insiders also said that none of the women on the San Jose team were told that the 6'1" Fleming was a transgender athlete. 6'1", they didn't tell her. Wow. The woman went on to blast San Jose for taking opportunities away from women. I agree. Quote, I watched those San Jose State female athletes sit on the sidelines while a male took away their chance to play. These women only have 4 years to compete, and they are losing those years to a male. Not only that, but the chance of injury is greatly increased for women when they play against a male with very clear physical strength advantages. It's just dangerous above all else. Fleming has been playing on the girls' team for years. He first played on the girls' team at John Champ High School in Virginia. Wow, got away with that in high school. Before attending Coastal Carolina University, he transferred to San Jose State in 2022 ahead of South Carolina's rules changes that would have prevented him from playing on the women's volleyball team. The Independent Council on Women's Sports blasted San Jose for trying to conceal Fleming's true identity. Quote, the NCAA is defrauding female athletes by withholding information about a teammate or opponent's true sets, says ICON spokesperson Marshy Smith. Women are not given the chance to decide whether they want to face heightened safety risks on the court or share women's locker rooms with men. The NCAA's reward system encourages decent, leading to financial and academic advantages for males at the expense of girls and young women in sports. This harmful practice must be stopped immediately. Yeah. So there you have it, man. I'm amazed by this. 2 years, San Jose State lied. lied about this. I guess they colluded with the mail to hide the secret, but now the cat's out the bag. And this mail is still playing right now. I wonder how the women actually feel on this team. How did they not know? That's really astonishing me right there, man. This needs to end. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.